Yes, hello people, ladies and gents, and happy campers. Rob De Bank down here on the Camp Festival site. It might be the first festival of the summer where we actually don't have any mud, but I don't want to tempt fate, but all looking very good so far. All the acts lined up are still appear to be on schedule, and yeah, it's our fifth Camp Festival, so very excited to be reporting back to you guys. When we were looking at the dates for Camp Festival and figured out that we were going to be on the same weekend as the Olympic opening ceremony, we kind of poo-pooed it a little bit about 8 months ago and thought, you know, nothing, no effect. And gradually, I suppose, the closer we've got to the Olympics, we've realised actually there is quite a lot of excitement about the Olympics, and rightly so. So we've got our own little mini Olympics torch that the Cuban brothers will be carrying through the site, possibly semi-naked. We've also wholeheartedly embraced the opening ceremony, so we're going to be showing that in the Big Top at Camp Festival with a big sort of variety show, Olympic styley that we're kind of curating ourselves to. And yeah, we'll be showing the actual proper Olympic ceremony on big screen, LED screen. Then over the weekend, lots and lots of City Olympics and kind of sports stuff for people of all ages to get involved with. Got 2-month-old babies and you've got 80-year-old grandparents coming. You know, it's got to be something for everyone. So there's everything from Roll Paris to Leanne Le Havas. We've got obviously a massive disco night on the Saturday with Chic, Earth, Wind & Fire and Kool & The Gang back-to-back, which the closer it gets, the more excited I'm getting about seeing those three legends of disco performing back-to-back. Then lots of sort of up-and-coming bands. We Were Evergreen, Ren Harview, 254, Totally Enormous Extinct Dinosaurs, you know, some acts that have sort of broken through, others that are breaking through now, and lots of acts that people hopefully won't have heard of and will discover over the weekend. And then, you know, I'm not averse to a bit of pop music down at Camp Festival, so we've got the likes of Rizzle Kicks and Sushi for the kind of teens and the, you know, the mums and dads that want to have a bit of a dance to that kind of thing. So yeah, very diverse as ever. I've managed to sort of avoid too many muddy festivals this year, so I'm actually really kind of vibed up for this, getting very excited. We've got our kids down here with us. This is the whole reason we created Camp Festival, was for our kids and our partner's kids. So, you know, we're having a summer holiday already, and, you know, the sun's been out for 3 days now. The site is baked hard. You know, whatever happens over the weekend, I think the most important thing is getting people, you know, onto the site, and that's what frustrates people, is if they can't get onto a festival site because it's muddy or the entrances aren't right or whatever. So whatever happens, yeah, we're going to get people on here. It's looking really good. I'm definitely very excited about you know, meeting Mr. Tumble again, watching the Gruffalo, maybe a bit of silent disco action and a bit of sunbathing.